State election officials will be sticklers during the recount process. Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board meets with local election clerks via teleconference to discuss procedures for the state Supreme Court recount that begins Wednesday. Mike Hawes is staff counsel with the GAB. He stresses the importance of conducting the process uniformly across the state.
We understand that counties may be accustomed to a little bit more latitude when a recount involves only one or two counties, but we are going to be a little bit more of a stickler regarding the procedures used in this recount because it is statewide.
Among other things, state and county officials discuss counting ballots, keeping minutes, taking photos, providing access, signing in, and meeting deadlines, which includes working weekends. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy thanks the clerks for the work that they're about to do.
The basic goals that all of us share are ensuring that each vote is counted and that the process emphasizes transparency.
The GAB gets hit with a variety of questions. The Greene County clerk raises concerns about the cost of hiring extra tabulators.
I'm planning on doing the recount with my board of canvas. Myself and my deputy, we're not going to have any tabulators. Is that a problem?
We strongly recommend that you do utilize tabulators because we are working with a 13-day window from which the order is going to be issued.
Ross Hine with the GAB says having tabulators will streamline the process that would otherwise be difficult to complete before the May 9th deadline. The clerk says he will not hire extra tabulators with money already short. Anybody can attend the recount, but purses, briefcases, coats, pencils, or black or blue pens are not allowed. Challenger Joanne Kloppenberg asked for the recount, but incumbent Justice David Prosser has said that there's no way his opponent can make up for the 7,316 vote margin. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.